愿主祝福。
I wanted to start out with a verse in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11.
今天我要先从希伯来书第十一章的经文开始。
And there it says about faith. Hebrews 11 is a chapter on faith.
希伯来书第十一章是有关于信心的经文。
It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So their faith is the things hoped for, the evidence, it's evidence of things not seen.
所以这里说，信就是我们所盼望事情的实底，是一种确据，是我们还没有看见事情的确据。
If I go into the kitchen and I see pots and pans and I see the oven is on, but my wife is nowhere around, but I see evidence that something is cooking, she's cooking, because I see the pots and pans and I see the evidence.
如果我去厨房，我看见有很多锅碗盆瓢，然后看见烤箱也是开着，但是我没有看见我太太在那里。但是我看见了证据，知道有人在正在准备食物。
Now it says there, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
所以这里说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So faith, we can learn a lot about faith.
所以我们可以关于信心方面，我们有许多功课可以学习。
Here we have a beautiful story, an account in the Bible, true story, an account.
在圣经当中，我们有这样一个记载，是一个非常美妙的故事，这是真实的。
About this woman who had trouble at home.
是关于一个女人，她家里遇到一个难题。
Today you would say a dysfunctional family.
今天我们可能会说这个家庭是家庭功能失调。
You can imagine what it's like in her house.
我们可以想一想她家里是怎样的一个情形。
This woman in the account in Mark, it says that she had heard of him, heard of Jesus.
在马可福音里面记载说，这位妇女她曾经听说过耶稣。
And she came to Jesus. Here we pick it up in verse 22.
我们从马可福音这个第七章二十二节开始讲到他就是来见耶稣。
In verse 22, it says, And behold, a woman of Cana came out from the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
马太福音十五章二十二节，有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附的甚苦。”
But there was no answer from Jesus.
然而耶稣却一言不答。
And the disciples, when they heard this woman crying after Jesus, their response was.Send her away.
耶稣的门徒听到这位妇女在那边一直呼喊，他们就说把这个女人打发走吧。
Not much help.
这并不能提供任何帮助。
And sometimes in problems, it'll seem like there's not much help.
当我们在面对困难的时候，有的时候也是常常没有得到帮助。
Even from people where you think there would be help.
即使是我们来到一些人，我们觉得他们可能会帮助我们，但是我们却没有得到帮助。
People can let you down or disappoint you.
我们周围的人可能会让我们失望。
But Jesus will not disappoint.
然而耶稣永远不会让我们失望。
In this day, the disciples were, it was disappointing.
在这个场景当中，我们看见这些门徒令这位妇女失望。
The disciples said, send her away, she crieth after us.
这些门徒说，这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她走吧。
Now in verse 24, Jesus stepped in, and he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
在第二十四节，我们看见耶稣介入了。耶稣说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
What a trial of faith.
这的确是一个很大的信心的考验。
This woman, when she heard Jesus say that, because she was not a Jew, she was not a Jew.
这位妇女听到耶稣所说的话，她并不是犹太人。
She was a woman of Cana.
这里说她是一位迦南妇人。
A Gentile.
她是一个外邦人。
In verse 25, then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me.
在第二十五节，那妇人来拜他说，主啊，帮助我。
Now that's a little bit different kind of worship.
这好像是一个非比寻常的一个敬拜。
It says that she came and worshipped him.
看起来是这样，这个妇女来到耶稣面前敬拜他。
How did she worship him?
那她是怎样敬拜耶稣呢?
It was a prayer, Lord help me.
她是用一个祷告说主啊帮助我。
So prayer is a part of worship.
所以祷告是敬拜的一部分。
Worship can be praise, but worship can also be prayer.
敬拜通常包括赞美，但是也可以包括我们的祷告。
In verse 26, but he answered and said unto, said, that's Jesus speaking, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
在第二十六节，我们看见耶稣回答说，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
In other words, take the children's bread. Who's the children? The children of Israel. The children are the children of Israel.
在这里所讲的儿女就是指以色列人，他们是神的儿女。
But outside of the children of Israel is the Gentiles, and there Jesus was challenging her about the children's bread.
就是犹太人以外的都是外邦人，在这里耶稣告诉他说，这个是以色列属于这个饼是属于以色列神的儿女的饼。
So in verse 27, the woman said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
在二十七节，妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
So she humbly came back to Jesus. You know, she could be discouraged.
所以这位妇女是很谦卑的回到主耶稣的身边。我们知道她可能是非常的失望。
She came to Jesus.Ask for help, not a word.
他来到耶稣面前是要求帮助。
The disciples said, send her away.
然而门徒说把他送走吧。
The children's bread is for the children of Israel, not to the dogs.
耶稣又说这个儿女的饼是给以色列神的儿女的，而不是给狗吃的。
But she was pretty observant.She said, yet, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table.
然而这位妇女是非常观察敏锐的，她说，主啊不错，但是狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣。
Now think of that. The bread. The crumbs. How powerful are the crumbs?
请大家仔细地想一想，这个饼，这些碎渣儿，这些碎渣儿是不是有很大的力量呢？
And there's bread enough for all, even the crumbs.
这个饼是为所有的人，即使是碎渣儿也是可以吃的。
Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
在第28节耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。从那时候她女儿就好了。
You know, in the account in Mark, it says that she had heard of Jesus.
在马可福音的记载里面提到，这位妇女她曾经风闻听说过耶稣。
And I wonder sometimes what she had heard. What is it that she heard of Jesus?
我忍不住要想，她到底听到关于耶稣的什么事呢？
AndHow is it that she came to Jesus? Where was the husband?
为什么是她来到耶稣的面前求见耶稣？她的先生在哪儿呢？
Perhaps he was at home with the daughter, perhaps.
也许她先生在家里陪着女儿。
But here it's the woman coming to Jesus.
然而这里是一位妇女来见耶稣。
Now, the woman...She didn't ask prayer for herself. She asked for her daughter.
这位妇女她的祷告祈求并不是为她自己，而是为她的女儿。
That's intercessory prayer. She's interceding for her daughter.
这是一个代求的祷告，她为她的女儿代求。
And she had great, Jesus says she has great faith.
耶稣说她的信心是大的。
Now, she was a mother of the home.
她是家里的母亲。
She was in a place of authority in the home.
她在家里也有她的权威的地位。
She was in a place of authority over the daughter.
做母亲的是有权威在女儿身上。
She was in a good position.
她的地位是蛮好的。
But she was in a better position being at the feet of Jesus.
然而他来到耶稣面前，在耶稣脚前，他的地位是很卑微的。
So today, talking about the outline.
现在我们来看一看今天讲到内容的大纲。
We just read through the woman's prayer.
我们刚刚正读过的这段经文就是这位妇女的祷告。
And then we'll talk about the Lord's prayer.
接下来我们要讨论主祷文。
And the account we're reading about the Lord's Prayer in Scripture is where right after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus talked about the parable.
然后接下来我们要看主教导门徒祷告之后，紧接下来一个比喻是关于祷告的比喻。
And there's another place in Scripture where the disciples ask, what?We can do to do the works of God.
在别处还有有一个经文，有一个地方记载着门徒问耶稣，我们应该怎样才是做神的工作呢？
And there's a place in Scripture where Jesus talks about the bread of life.
然后我们就来看这一段经文，主耶稣谈论到生命的粮。
And in summary, we'll talk about faith. Have faith.
在最后在总结的时候我们要讨论到信心。
The biblical accounts that we talk about today is this woman of Cana.
今天关于圣经的记载我们所要谈论的就是这位迦南妇人。
The Lord's Prayer.
主祷文。
The parable about persistence in prayer.
还有关于一个迫切祷告的比喻。
The account about the bread of life.
还有关于生命的粮的记载。
And having faith, it's possible to please God.
嗯，最后我们就要说到，嗯，是可能有信心来得神喜悦的。
Now in Luke chapter 11.
在路加福音第七章。
In verse 1, and it came to pass that when Jesus, that when he was praying in a certain place, now Jesus was praying.
对不起，路加福音第十一章，耶稣在一个地方祷告。
When he had ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.
祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
So this is where Jesus talks about the Lord's Prayer.
在这里就是主耶稣教导门徒祷告，这是我们常说的主祷文。
In Hebrews 11:2, it says, And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth.
在路加福音第十一章第二节，主耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In verse 3, give us day by day our daily bread.
第三节，我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Verse 4, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
第四节，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So there it talks about, give us day by day our daily bread. We'll talk about bread.
所以在这里面谈到说，求神天天赐给我们所需要的日用的饮食，我们会讨论这个粮食。
And the last line, deliver us from evil.
最后一节讲说，不叫我们遇见救我们脱离凶恶。
This is what the woman was praying for, right? Deliver my daughter. Deliver us from evil.
这就好像那位迦南妇人的祷告，就是说要求主救她脱离凶恶。
This is deliver us from evil. This is a prayer for today.
这也是我们今天的祷告。
This is my prayer. The evil I see in the world, Lord, deliver us. That's evil. Or deliver us from that evil.
这也是我的祷告。今天我们看到世界上有这么多邪恶的事情。
Even Tucker Carlson is an Episcopalian. Tucker Carlson said we should take 10 minutes a day and pray for a nation.
就像这个新闻节目主持人 Tucker Carlson。虽然他并不是一个很值得尊敬的人，在我看来，他说我们每一天都要花十分钟来祷告，求神赦免。
Think of that, a newscaster is saying, pray for the nation.
想想看，这位新闻主播人，他说要为全国来祷告。
We should pray for a nation.
我们真的是要为国家来祷告。
Deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
So, after Jesus talked about the Lord's Prayer, right in the very next verse, verse 5, he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves.
在耶稣教导门徒祷告，知道该说什么之后，就在接下来紧接着第五节，耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说，朋友请借给我三个饼。
Now midnight is a dark hour. It's a late hour.
我们知道半夜是非常漆黑，这个深夜是太晚了。
You know, even a friend, you would be reluctant to go to a friend at a late hour.
即使是有一个朋友，我们也不太愿意去在这个半夜深更的时候，半夜三更的时候去朋友那里。
But there's a need.
然而这里有一个需要。
And he's asking for 3 loaves.
这位朋友要求要三个饼。
Bread.
就是要饼，要吃的。
In verse 6, a friend of mine is in his journey and has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
他说，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
When I come here to deliver a message, oftentimes I go to the Lord and I say, I have nothing to give to the people.
当我要准备来到你们这里讲道的时候，我经常来到主的面前说，主啊，我实在是没有什么东西可以给这些会众的。
Lord, I need some bread.
然而主总是给我一些饼。
I need a message.
我需要从主而来的信息。
So he says, I have nothing.
所以这个人说我没有饼。
And verse 7, it says in Luke 11, 7, and he came, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise to give thee.
我们来看这第七节说，那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
In verse 8, and I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking, Jesus says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet,Because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth.
第八节，这是耶稣说的。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切地直求，就起来照他所需用的给他。
Give him as many as he needeth.And the title here, give him as many as he needeth. This encourages faith.
这里所说的是照他所需用的给他。这在这里我们看见的这个标题，这能够鼓励我们的信心。
Of course, and for us, who do we go for bread?
对我们而言，我们到哪里去求饼呢？求食物呢？
We go to Jesus.
我们来到耶稣面前。
And we have a need.
我们都有一个需要。
So, importunity, another word maybe is persistence.
在这里英文是形容这个朋友的祈求是非常的迫切不罢休。换句话说也就是很坚持的很持续的。
We just read the account of the woman whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil.
先前我们所读的那个故事，那位妇人，她的女儿被鬼所缠绕。
She's an example of importunity.
这位迦南妇人也是一个例子，就是很情辞迫切的祈求祷告。
She's an example of persistence.
她就是持续请求的一个。
The disciples said, "Send her away."
记得门徒说，把她打发走吧。
Jesus answered not a word.
耶稣也没有一开始也没有回答他。
And it's not for the children; just the children's bread is for the children of Israel.
耶稣一开始说，这个饼是给儿女的饼，不，不是，是指给以色列人的。
So she is an example of importunity.
所以这位迦南妇人就是情辞迫切祈求祷告的例子。
In verse 9, the last part of verse 8, it says, yet for because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth.
在第八节的后段说，因他情辞迫切地直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
So you'll get the answer.
所以我们看到你会得到答案。
And then in verse 9, it follows up with ask, seek, knock.
接下来我们在第九节看到说祈求、寻、寻、寻找、寻见。
So that's tied in with that verse. And that's a whole nother sermon. Ask, seek, knock.
第九节可以单独来讲一篇专门的讲道，就是就是祈求，寻找，叩门。
So in the title of this slide, I say, because of his importunity. Now this is my thoughts on it.
我们在这里看见这张slide 上面的标题是说，因他情辞迫切的祈求。这夸胡里是我的想，我的思想。
It's a need requested in a humble way.
在我看来，这是有一个需要以很谦卑的方式提出请求。
The woman asked in a humble way.
这位迦南妇人是非常谦卑的祈求。
And she had a need.
因为她有一个迫切的需要。
There was another place in Scripture where the disciples asked, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?"
在圣经中有一处也记载着，人问耶稣说，我们就是门徒问耶稣说，我们当行什么才算做神的工呢？
In verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God." I want to know what the work of God is. What is it that I might do that I might work the works of God?
我也是，第二十九节耶稣有回答说，就是信神所差来的，就是做神的工。我也是很想知道什么是神的工作，我才能来做。
Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent."
二十九节里面，耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，就是做神的工。”
So, the work of God, believe on Him, that's Jesus, whom He, that's God the Father, has sent. Believe on Jesus, who God the Father sent.
所以，什么是做神的工呢？就是相信父神所差来的耶稣基督。
Now they challenged Jesus, saying, "What works would you show? You know, Abraham or Moses had manna in the wilderness."
当时这个经文的背景是，他们向耶稣挑战说，你会在我面前做些什么事呢？因为他们的先祖亚伯拉罕、摩西，他们的先祖摩西曾经从天上赐下玛拿粮食给他们。
So in the next verses, Jesus talked about the bread or the manna in the wilderness.
所以下面的经节里面，耶稣就会谈论到从天上降下来的玛拿。
In John 6, verse 31, "Our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat."
在约翰福音六章三十一节，我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
In verse 32, "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven."
32节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父从天上来的真粮赐给你们。
Verse 33, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
所以三十三节说，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来的，赐生命给世界的。
And they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread.
三十四节，他们就说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。
It sort of sounds like the woman at the well. The woman at the well, at the living water, she said, evermore give us this water.
这就好像那主耶稣在井边遇到的撒玛利亚妇人，这个妇人说，主啊，你赐给我这活水吧。
But here they were saying, give us this bread. They heard about the bread.
在这里这些人说，请你赐给我们这样的粮，他们听说了这生天上的粮。
Verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
第三十五节，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So he says, I am the bread of life.
所以主耶稣在这里宣称他是生命的粮。
If you have this bread of life, if you have Jesus, you'll never hunger.
如果你有生命的粮，就是你有耶稣的话，你就永远不会饥饿。
Now notice it says, he that cometh to me, he that cometh to me shall never hunger.
请注意，这里说到我这里来的必定不渴不饿。
And then it says, he that believeth, there's faith there, there's belief there.
接下来耶稣又说信我的，所以 他很强调这个信，要有信心。
Now we read the account about the woman. She came to Jesus, right?
记不记得我们所读的迦南妇人的故事？他来到耶稣面前，对不对？
And Jesus talked about the bread.
然后耶稣也会谈到饼。
And this never thirst, that sounds like when Jesus was talking to the woman at the well.
在这一节经文，耶稣提到信我的永远不渴，就好像主耶稣在井边对撒玛利亚妇人所说的。
So, in verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
接下来第四十七节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。
And he says in verse 48, I am the bread of life.
第四十八节，我就是生命的粮。
So, in verse 51, I am the living bread.
第五十一节，耶稣说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，是活的粮。
Which come down from heaven, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. That is to say, I will give, which I will give, for the life of the world.
约翰福音六章五十一节，耶稣说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着，我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
So in that short account,
所以在这个很 简洁的记叙当中，
Jesus is the bread from heaven, the bread of God, the bread of life, true bread, and the living bread.
所以我们可以从这一节经文中看见，耶稣是从天上来的粮，是神的粮，是生命的粮，是真正的粮，是永活的粮。
It's a pretty good description.
这是非常好的一个描述。
And two, later we talk about communion.
接下来待会儿我们会谈到这个圣餐。
Where Jesus took the bread and broke it.
在主的最后晚餐，耶稣把这个饼给拨开。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣就是生命的粮。
So from the account with the woman, it was a Gentile woman. Point number one.
所以我们从关于这位妇女迦南妇女的故事的记载，我们知道她是一个外邦人。
And she heard of him.
她听见耶稣的事。
She fell at his feet.
她来见耶稣并俯伏在他脚前。
Point number four, have mercy on me, O Lord.
她求耶稣，主啊，可怜我。
She had an urgent need. Her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil.
这位妇人有一个紧急的需要，因为她的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
And we've already talked about, they said, send her away and the children's bread.
我们先前也提到，这些门徒就说打发她走吧。然后又主也说到这个饼是以色列儿女的饼。
And point number nine, she worshipped.
第九点，我们看见他拜耶稣。
How did she worship?
他怎样敬拜耶稣呢？
Prayer.
他是祷告。
Lord, help me.
他说，主啊，帮助我。
It's part of worship.
这也是敬拜的一部分。
So, this woman was quick. The crumbs fall from the master's table.
所以我们可以说这个迦南妇女的动作很快，一当那个桌子上的面包饼的渣掉下来，她就很快行动。
Great faith.
她有很大的信心。
And her daughter was healed. Her daughter was delivered.
最后我们看见她的女儿得医治，得拯救。
Point number 13. Glory to God.
最后就把荣耀归给神。
I would also say this mother is in a position of authority.
我要指出来让大家知道这位母亲其实她在家里是有她的权柄的地位。
She had authority over her daughter and she had authority in the home.
她在她的女儿身上有权柄，她在家里也有权柄。
She interceded for her daughter.
她为她的女儿代求。
And I would summarize it my own.Look at it, is in 14. She stated an urgent need in a humble way. 14.
所以我个人对这个故事的总结就是说，她是凭着信心，很谦卑的向耶稣提出她一个紧急的需求。
And this encourages our faith.
这一切都鼓励我们的信心。
Now we read in Hebrews 11, verse 6, about faith.
让我们来看看希伯来书十一章对于信心所说的。
The chapter talks about faith.
希伯来书十一章整章都是在谈论信心。
Talks about faith found in the Old Testament.
谈论到旧约中我们所看见的许多信心的例证。
Hebrews 11, 6.Says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him, please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
希伯来书十一章第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Faith is pleasing to God.
神是喜悦我们的信心。
And God is a rewarder. We must believe that he is.
神也会赏赐寻求他的人。我们必须信神是，就像神所显示他自己的那位神。
We must believe that he is, that he exists.
我们必须相信有神。
And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
并且神会赏赐那很努力寻求他的人。
So, there's a lot in these verses.
所以在以上的我们谈论的经文当中有许多的功课。
We talked about the bread of life, or eternal life.
我们谈到生命的粮，永生。
In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
在罗马书六章二十三节如此说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Jesus is the bread of life, and it gives eternal life.
耶稣就是生命的粮，他就是永生。
Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found; call upon him while he is near."
以赛亚书五十五章第六节说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
That's prayer. That is prayer. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him. Call upon him is another term for prayer.
这里所讲的就是祷告，我们要寻找神，我们要求告他。
In verse 7, Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
以赛亚书五十五章第七节，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念。归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
Now, abundantly pardon, that means Jesus will forgive.
这里所说的广行赦免，就是指耶稣基督会原谅我们的罪。
So we have our sins forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
And much more.
而且还有更多。
As we learn from the woman with her home.
就像我们从这个迦南妇人的故事中学习到的。
So, there's many things in life. And as we go, we learn more and more about prayer.
所以我们知道我们生活中不断的会有许多的事情会发生。我们随着我们的经历，我们就会学到更多关于祷告的功课。
And we learn more of the word of God, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
而且我们也会对信心有更多的学习，因为我们知道信道是从听道来的，听道是从神的话来的。
And what might we do that we might work the works of God?
至于说我们要做些什么才算是做神的工作呢？
Believe on Jesus.
相信耶稣。
With that, I'll close.
我就是讲到这里为止。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we come to you.
主耶稣，我们来到你面前。
I'm thankful for the woman.
我们为圣经里记载的那位迦南妇人的故事而感谢你。
I'm thankful, Lord, that she heard of you.
她曾经听到你。
And she came to you.
她来到你面前。
In faith.
带着信心。
And Lord, you worked a miracle.
主啊，你就行了一个神迹。
You delivered her daughter.
你拯救了他的女儿。
Lord, we're thankful.
主啊，我们非常的感谢你。
And Lord, help us with our many needs.
主啊，帮助我们，因为我们有许多的需要。
And in the crowd, even unspoken requests.
在群众中，即使是一个还没有说出来的一个请求心愿。
Help us, dear Jesus.
主耶稣帮助我们。
And we give you the praise.
我们要赞美你。
And the glory.
我们把感谢赞美都归给你。
All in Jesus' name.
我们这一切的祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.